Unit 2. You've got a friend. Page 50.
Technically friends. For 15-year-old Alice, hanging out with friends usually means sitting at home and texting them on her cell phone. When Alice and her friends do get together, they are so busy texting that they don't really talk to each other very much. Alice and her friends are not alone. Many teens all over the world prefer sending text messages to having real conversations. According to a recent study, 50% of American teenagers send 50 to 100 text messages a day, and 30% send more than 100 a day. Two-thirds of these teenagers said they are more likely to text their friends than call them. Only 33% of the teens in the survey said they talk to their friends face-to-face on a daily basis. Researchers have recently begun to investigate the effects of text messaging on teen friendships. They are trying to find out whether today's high-tech friendships have the same emotional quality as traditional friendships. In the past, children spent hours talking on the phone or actually hanging out with friends, talking and sharing their feelings and opinions. This contact helped them develop close friendships. Those friendships taught children to trust people outside the family. Through these friendships, children developed understanding for others. They learned how to communicate their emotions and how to deal with different social situations, such as parties and other group activities. All these skills helped prepare teens for adult relationships. Today's teens, however, as shown in the study mentioned above, have become less interested in face-to-face contact. They prefer electronic communication. In a text message, a screen replaces a person's face and symbols often replace words. You can't see the expression on a person's face or other body language. You can't hear the excitement in someone's voice or see the sadness in their eyes. Is seeing the symbol smiley face the same as sharing a real smile? Dependence on technology is beginning at a younger and younger age. There are now special cell phones for kindergarten children. If this trend continues, maybe one day we will all be tapping on keyboards instead of talking. Will technology really affect social skills and change the meaning of friendship? Let's put our cell phones away and talk about this face to face. Reader's comments.
Greg, 9 minutes ago. I thought this article was silly. Teens in every generation have always found ways to pass notes and send written messages. So what if today it's by text messaging? This is just another thing for psychologists and researchers to write about. If you ask me, they should do more research on problems that parents really worry about, like anorexia, bullying, and drug addiction.
Karen, 4 minutes ago. In my opinion, this article was interesting. Most of the kids in my class have owned cell phones since they were very young. We have gotten used to communicating by sending text messages. I didn't realize how few real conversations we had until I read this article.